everybody's least favorite radio host, Josh Lawler.
Boo!
Boo.
Whatever.
Those are people booing. Yeah. Late, because I can't do this for a living, but I'm here. It's Prep Sports Live. Happy to be back in the studio one more time with the Fullers. Long time no see, guys.
Yeah, so, well,
yeah,
we're back.
Back, unfortunately.
In fact, we'll be at the game Friday night.
Hey.
All
right.
Unless there's no room for us in the stadium.
Yeah, there was
in
no
which
room
case,
at the end.
I don't know. We'll be out signing autographs or something.
No, it sounds like Good Hope's made some space for us. So.
Best radio coverage ever. That's us.
Yeah.
Best intergalactic coverage.
Intergalactic
ever.
Coverage.
If you get in a spaceship and you go out 10 or 15 light years, you'll hear us in like 30 light years or something.
I was wondering if they're going to have
you want to give her a mic or something?
We should.
Reserved for Tommy Warhurst.
Oh, that would be good.
And WRJ.
And WRJ.
You know, I tried to get Tommy Warhurst in here tonight. Dylan, unfortunately, was not able to make it, although I understand we'll have the spirit of Dylan at some point
spirit
during the show.
Of Dylan. That's right. Yeah.
Not sure what's going to be up with that. But Tommy's dad had some kind of miracle surgery. He needed some kidneys and some livers,
that's
maybe.
That's right.
We'll just call them organs and not pipe organs.
There you go.
And they just miraculously appeared from a donor. So that's pretty awesome. Like, Tommy had a really exciting weekend on Friday night, and it didn't stop from there.
No, not
it
at
just
all.
Kept going. So.
Oh, gosh. And you talk about intergalactic. As high up as we were in that stadium.
Felt like
we
were there.
Yes.
Was the atmosphere gone?
Yeah, pretty much. Tommy texted to check on me, but I really should have checked on him because I think he ran those steps six or seven times.
Wow, it's like the time we went to visit Coleman.
Yeah, probably.
And had to have armed guards to get in.
Oh, really? I don't remember. I don't think I was part of that one, actually.
Well, you were at Coleman. It's just, you know, we had to have, you know, VIP passes and things to get in the gates.
Yes.
Yeah. We had to have armed guards to get in.
Yeah. And it was cold last week, but great game. We're going to talk about primarily that tonight, because we're going to follow Good Hope. We're going to be at Good Hope as they play Jacksonville. Going to be a tough game, but I would have thought that this week's game would have been a lot closer. They played St. John Paul II. Affectionately call them JP2.
So I have to give everybody a little background. So the Fullers, we decided to take our annual sabbatical, and we just disappeared. We were at a place almost as bad as a spaceship. We had no internet connectivity, and so we spent the weekend voyaging back up into the Great White North, known as North Alabama, catching up on a lot of the radio shows. Yeah. And I can remember, like, we were not even listening to the broadcast that y'all did Friday night. And at the time, we were actually on a cruise ship. And by the time I got enough internet bandwidth to listen to the game, like, I listened to the opening, and then it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was ready to take a nap. So I looked over at, you know, Melissa, and we kind of fast-forwarded to the end of the game. And when I heard Tommy mention the final score, our jaws dropped. We were like, what?
For real. Yeah.
He was talking about the score.
Yep.
And the final was 62-28.
Right.
At that point, it was 62-21.
Yeah, and you're looking at a 40-point game. Like,
wow.
Well, we were equally shocked because we listened to the whole broadcast coming back up on Sunday, and it was a pretty close game for the first quarter and a half.
Yep,
quarter and a half.
And it was a wonderful show of athleticism and talent. I think both teams, we'd only really seen this out of J.B. Pennington, Good Hope finding their rhythm later on in the season. But J.B. Pennington put on a show like this, and it was one of these games. I remember at halftime I mentioned neither team really doing anything wrong. With JP2 and Good Hope, because I was keeping track of some stats as we went, and on the back of that sheet, I was keeping up with the drives, and Good Hope was scoring on every single drive. JP2, where they dropped the ball, was turnovers, and I think two or three drives they didn't score whatsoever, and that just opened the floodgates for Good Hope.
Well, as I caught up with the rest of the Fuller family, I had some lunch with my mom, I guess, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she listened to the broadcast because, honestly, there weren't that many of the broadcasts on. I mean, there was kind of us and, like, this game. And I know y'all talked about Addison a lot, and I kept thinking, do many people in Coleman listen to Addison? I mean,
I don't know.
It seems like the Coleman media covers Addison, but yes. I don't think we're, like, that interested in it.
And we keep up with their scores when it's Friday Night Live and everything. Yep, yep. But they did beat Zolgent. Mm-hmm. So they're
still in. Holly Pond is not. They got defeated, right?
Yep. Yep.
I'll tell you what, I've been gone a month. Haven't really seen Josh, so we're gonna catch up a little bit here and figure out what we're gonna do the rest of the show. And we'll be back in a minute. You're listening to some show on Live 95. What do we call this? Prep Sports Live?
Prep Sports.
And I do have to give an apology to Ronnie and Jason. I know that no one was here for their show last week. That was our fault. But they're going to make it up to you this week on Thursday. And because of that, if we have to talk a little Auburn and Alabama, I put the sledgehammer away. So we'll do that. All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
The Good Hope Raiders are back in the state playoffs.
This is Dixon. Dixon's got his first down at a hole, 20. Following blockers to the 15, to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders. The Raiders have him wrapped up at the 26-yard line. Isaiah Green, along with Colton Backwell.
Live 95's Friday Night Live is your Raiders station in Good Hope's quest for a state title.
He's got a first down and more. 35-30. Running down to the 29-yard line is Bailey Quick. Quick hands it off to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness. Isaiah Green barrels to the line. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders.
This Friday night, the Raiders look to clip the wings of the Jacksonville Golden Eagles in the second round of the state playoffs.
Bagwell gets the handoff again. He's got a hole, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in the end zone for the Raiders. Touchdown.
Listen locally at 95.5 FM. Stream at www.live95coleman.com. Join us on Facebook or listen anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP. The Good Hope Raiders host the Jacksonville Golden Eagles this Friday night in the second round of the state playoffs here on your Raider station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Coleman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617, 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage, NMLS number 338177, Equal Housing Lender. Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
And we're back.
Yeah, welcome back to Prep. Look at the board. Prep Sports Live is the name of the show. That's how long I've been gone.
We might as well change it to a little bit of...
Some of us think we're still in the Caribbean, so...
Oh, yeah.
Give me a little wide berth, like the ship, you know, in case I'm not quite with us.
Open your door, and you will know you're not in
the... Ain't that the truth? You're on the wrong type of cruise. There's cruises that go out into the cold, right? I think the Viking cruises. And
Alaska cruises? Yeah, I think that's on our list.
There's some people.
If anybody would like to buy the radio, would pay for like 15 Alaskan cruises. Yeah, if you want to sponsor our Alaskan cruise, hey, we might even broadcast live.
I would definitely do that. Anyhow, you might as well change the name to Bracket Live.
Bracket Live.
That's
okay.
All that's going to be for a while. We're going to talk brackets all day today, and then maybe if we pick up that basketball coverage we've been talking about, that may or may not happen after.
I am so confused. I should come to a staff meeting.
Yeah, you should come to a staff meeting. You should hold a staff meeting.
Did y'all have a staff? Y'all talked about having one.
No, we didn't. Not while you were gone, but
I expected to come back and everything be done, and I'm just like, hey, y'all, it's all good. I'm going to go home and watch TV. I've got 3 weeks of DVR shows to watch.
Yeah, all right. If I thought I had that kind of power, we would have rearranged the studio and that kind of thing, but I didn't know. So,
word.
Yeah, country music.
Country music. Uh-oh.
I missed
somebody
that.
Excommunicate her from the building?
Yeah, no.
Is that even a word?
Well, this is our favorite.
I think it is. Yeah, okay.
Anyhow.
So back to Bracket Sports Live.
Bracket Sports Live. So we've had elimination. We've already cut half the number of all the teams in the bracket already. I'm not going to go through all of those. I'm only going to talk about what's going
to
affect.
I did listen to y'all's show last week on Sunday, and yes. I know the guy called up from
Sachs. Chris.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
Yeah, if he's out and about, he can tell us about how Sachs is doing.
But what was funny is we were listening to your show after we heard the game Friday night,
so we were
like, y'all are
predictions were
so wrong.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's a good transition into what we want to talk about here. St. John Paul II, first winning season, I think Tommy had done some historical research and found all of this stuff. This is their first winning season. I think they've had 12 wins in their 7-year career, 8 of them being this season. They come into this game going 8-2. Really strong. They've beaten up some opponents even here in Coleman County. Just really, really someone to watch. And they were even a higher seed than Good Hope was. However, they hold it strong for maybe a couple of drives, and then Good Hope just opens the floodgate with two running backs and takes it to town.
It really was kind of breathless listening to the rest of that game, especially
really
knowing
was.
How frigid cold it was, like,
oh, gosh.
Like it is right now, Josh.
Yeah. It was 40. It was 40 at kickoff. There was a nice man from AL.com that come and talked to us as we were setting up.
Cool.
Because they just ran out of space in the press box. So many people showing up to this game, but we wound up on Good Hope's side and out in the cold. But he said, yeah, it's going to be 40 degrees at kickoff. Now, I'm going to be over there in that press box where there's heat, but you boys have a good time.
Y'all suffer through it.
Yeah, but everybody over there was really nice, including the JP2 staff. We got some time to walk around on the field.
I don't think I heard any of y'all stutter once, although it was like,
oh, my gosh. You can hear my lips turning blue on the, you know, I may have said 10 or 12 sentences the whole night just because I was working tech and stuff like that. But it was, that's a great play
how
by
was that
Good
job
Hope.
For you, that whole working tech thing that I usually do until I decide to go off to the Caribbean.
So, and no one may care for this at all, but we'll talk about it anyways. It was a lot easier when I wasn't trying to do it from the broadcast laptop,
which
the broadcast laptop is a little
network. Now you know why I always bring another laptop.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I brought my backpack and my computer and I stayed over here. Fortunately, we found a folding table that had been sitting out in the rain.
That's good.
Yeah, but cleaned it all off, and it was a good time. It was a real good time. We had a huge turnout on Facebook Live.
We heard the turnout from Good Hope. It was awesome.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you that, while I'm bragging on Good Hope, their fans, it was a somewhat neutral stadium because it was in Huntsville, but it wasn't their home field. And I guarantee there was twice as many Good Hope parents, fans, whatever, as there were JP2. Which is crazy to think about, but easily doubled.
Because JP2 is like across town, right? In Huntsville?
It should be, yeah. I don't know exactly where it's at, but I remember Tommy telling me that it was in their town, but this wasn't their field. It plays home to several schools over there every once in a while.
Yep.
But good game. If you want to listen to it, it's out there on Facebook Live, and it's also on our
it's on the website too.
Website. So
we are missing the game before this one. We will get it up eventually. Just got to get my stuff back to do it.
Absolutely.
So, okay, Josh, recap the game for us.
Oh, gosh. Play by play. It was
touchdown!
Yeah.
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Touchdown! Touchdown! Right? JP2, Good Hope. JP2, Good Hope. And then eventually, that's exactly how it went. Eventually, there was a Good Hope, Good Hope, if you're counting scores. And then it was JP2, Good Hope, Good Hope. Good Hope. Yeah, right? And then the game was over because they had a 40-point lead. But fascinating game to watch, to hear about, because JP2's center was actually blind. So you'd see a guard walk him up to the line, and he'd snap the ball. And the whole 3.5 quarters that he was in, they never had a mishandled snap, never had any problem. When they're 40 points down and they put in a kid that had, you know, no problem finding the line of scrimmage, 1, 2, 3, over the top of the head of the quarterback.
A quick shout out on Facebook Live to Ashley Nicole Smith. Hey, you, since she said, hey, guys.
Hey, Ashley.
Got a couple of people hanging out on Facebook Live. And if you happen to be at a red light in Coleman, or heaven forbid, trapped at the Eva Road Bridge, give us a call if you want to chime in on this conversation. 256-737-9505.
Maybe you've got a question about next week, this week, what we're facing.
I will ask you a question right now.
Go ahead, Jay.
Will Good Hope win?
Oh.
Duh.
I think they will, actually. And that's...
why do you think that, Josh?
That's risky. Okay, so Jacksonville is actually the number one seed in this situation. They rolled over the fourth seed, Rodgers, last week. But it was a close game. It was 39-21 over Rodgers in favor of Jacksonville. Good Hope has surprised me. They showed up against this JP2 team so efficiently that I really don't believe that Jacksonville will have what it takes. I mean, Good Hope put up 62 points against a team that was 8-2. You know, so I think Good Hope's going to win. I have them favored. Okay, so last week I said 14 points, and that was grossly underestimated.
And you were the biggest difference.
I was.
Everybody else was like, maybe a field goal or
right.
something.
So, yeah. I mean, that's how, on paper, that's how close it looked, to the point Chris was like, I don't know.
Paper
that's
has
them a
been
lot.
Meaningless this whole season to, like, everybody.
Yeah. The week before that, y'all were still gone. Week before that, Fairview and Holly Pond. Exact same thing. I had Holly Pond nailed for that one.
Nope. Remember, I can't remember where I was, but yeah, we listened to
And
that.
You would have liked
We
that
were
one.
Driving to the cruise
you were
terminal.
Driving,
that's right. Where we were, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you were helping me out on tech stuff. You would have liked that game because Fairview and Holly Pond's band both played some really awesome songs.
Awesome, yeah.
Electric guitar and keyboard and everything. It was neat. It was really neat. So anybody that likes to hear the band at halftime would have really enjoyed Fairview's. But anyways, so back to the bracket here. Jacksonville, Good Hope. I think that's a win for Good Hope.
I'm sensing the ghost of Dylan, maybe.
Good evening, football fans. Dylan Deamer checking in to talk about the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
After an interesting opening weekend for the postseason in Alabama, Good Hope and Addison look to keep on trucking into round two, while Holly Pond will pack it up and head to basketball season. First, we look at the games from last week, starting from Geraldine. The Broncos can't pass the test this time and dip off into the offseason with a 29-14 loss on the road to a top seed team. And now back over to Addison. The top seeded Dogs chomp Sulligent by 50, 56-6. Look for the blue team to play again this week as they travel to North Sand Mountain. Finally, the big kahuna of football teams in Coleman County, the Good Hope Raiders. The Raiders took a trip to Huntsville to face the JP2 Falcons and took a W with them, 62-28, in the Raiders' first ever matchup with the Falcons and the first ever playoff game for the Falcons. The Raiders stay at home this week and play host to the visiting Jacksonville Golden Eagles, with a big chance of spoiling the Eagles' hopes at an undefeated season and a championship. My picks for this week's two area games, I'd like to see Addison go to North Sand Mountain and get the W within a 14-point spread. I picked the Raiders to keep on rolling, but this will be a game that will be won in the trench. This will be Good Hope's biggest challenge yet this season, and where it matters most. Good Hope will win the game, both physically and mentally, and I see the Raiders up by a score in the final whistle at Schaible Stadium. That's going to be it for me. Catch me with the crew at this week's Game of the Week, Jacksonville at Good Hope, this Friday, 6:40 p.m. on Live 95. Now back to you in the studio.
Well, it sounds like Dylan picked the right team, so we'll let him keep his job another week.
Sure. Yeah,
congratulations, Dylan. I'm picking the correct team for winning Friday night.
Not a hard pick in Coleman County, but I think Dylan's underestimating Good Hope a little bit. I'm going to say 21 points.
So, what did you push there? You said Jacksonville was number one
in this section of the bracket. Yeah, yeah.
So do you want to explain, before you give your picks, why Good Hope is hosting? if Jacksonville is number one?
So, Good Hope is at the... How was that explained to me? Okay, so both of them traveled. So, since both of them traveled, one was supposed to be at the top of the bracket. Good Hope, on this bracket, Good Hope is at the bottom. So, I'm not 100% sure. If Tommy Warhurst is listening out there...
Look at it this way. Yeah, try that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, okay. You turn it upside down and they are at the top of the bracket. But that's how it was explained to me. We talked about this forever. Maybe this will be him, but I'm going to talk about my pick. I'm going to go with Good Hope by 21 points because they had such a pivotal.
If you're wondering, we're all clustered in the actual studio, not the conference. Does Dylan want to come on?
Dylan probably knows all this stuff.
Does he want on the air to me?
Yeah, put him on the air.
We're just going to, okay, we're going to put him on the
air. We don't talk to people.
Punch the button.
On the phone. On radio.
What's up, co-host?
Well, hey, guys, I just want to call in and, you know, I heard something there. I'm thankful to keep my job this week. Let me tell you, that's my Thanksgiving on my list right there for sure. But
well, you picked the right team, Dylan.
I just wanted to justify my picks there. You know, with Good Hope, you know, I just wanted to play it safe there. And saying a 1 point score is going to say something when, you know, these two teams come together. These are pretty good teams that we're facing. Good Hope's not playing JP's new team that's never been in the playoffs before. This is Jacksonville that's basically led the entire season undefeated and just been going wild out here. They had a big game against Pennington that they came to Pennington. They may have been on the field of Burgess Snow, actually, at Jacksonville State.
Hey, Dylan, can I cut you off for just a second? Are you on a hands-free by any chance?
I'm on the road right now. Let me see if that will make anything better.
Yeah, I was just hoping we're trying to translate what you're saying here.
Try to translate, okay.
That's better, yeah. Talk a little slower.
Okay, well, you know, I think Good Hope holds on to the win this Friday, and I'd say 1 point is pretty safe because, you know, or one score, I should say. One score is pretty safe for that game because these are two really just evenly matched teams that we're facing up against, and I think that we should just see Good Hope really kind of come out on top of this momentum that they've had going into each game they've played. You know, even we saw this at Oak Grove. We saw that the week after. And, you know, they're still bitter about that Northside loss that's put them in third place. And they really showed it against JP, too.
Yeah, I would buy that. Buy that for a dollar. Haha, that was funny. So you're thinking it's going to be an extremely close game, but you're picking Good Hope by one score. Is that what I'm hearing?
7 points, yeah.
7 points.
How do you feel about that, co-host?
I still think that it's going to be 21. I just, Good Hope has shown so much here in the latter half of the season. The last game, they executed everything perfectly. I think they turned the ball over once in all four quarters.
I would describe that game last Friday night as an avalanche. Like, once it started going, man, it was like the tide.
And
to fire
I really
myself.
Expect
they kept rolling.
I really expect to see that against Jacksonville. You know, we got to sit close to Good Hope's coaching staff up there in the top booth. Got to see how they worked. Amazing group of guys that are reading everything. I can't divulge any more extra information. Yeah. You know, but
thanks for chiming in your additional comments there, Dylan. We're going to let you go
right before you cut him loose, Dylan. Try to explain to our listenership how Good Hope wound up with the hosting
duties.
Well, this week, I'll give you guys my breakdown of it. This week, since they were on the road to begin with, when I'm thinking this is correct. Now, Tommy, I'm with you guys. If Tommy can chime in after me. You know, I'm thinking the process is they will go on the road after winning their game if they're one of the bottom seeds. Because, of course, you know, the number one and number two will host, but then the three will go on the road and the four will go on the road. So you get that 1 week, I think. After the next week, we'll be back on the road with Good Hope. So that's all I've got for you guys. You guys have a great show. I'll be listening in, and keep on going. Let's go Raiders, and let's go Bulldogs.
Thanks, man, and we'll see you Friday night.
We'll see you Friday night. Thank you.
Thank you. And I do want to chime in again. I know that we really wanted Tommy to chime in. I even coordinated with him, but he is at a hospital with his father right now in Jefferson County in Birmingham. And he said, guys, I would love to, but all I have is Wi-Fi.
Right. I understand that. But we hope his dad is feeling better and that all goes well there. But I did talk a little bit briefly about before we look at wrapping up, talk briefly about what Good Hope's looking at this next week if they win Friday.
Well, yeah. Before you get into that, I'm thinking overall about, you know, traditional football coverage. You know, we've been on the air here. This is our fourth year, I believe. Okay. So ignore that Sports Talk Live promo that says 5 years, because that's wrong.
Oh, nice.
4 years. This is the longest football season I can ever remember doing.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, I was complaining a couple of weeks ago going, there's no way football's wrapping up this early. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, it's always the second week of November. School started earlier this year, so we figured out that being the reason. But, you know, most teams, to make it to the second playoff game, that's a big deal. And you said that there's at least two more brackets after this. I mean, they can go all the way to four games?
Yep. So you've got this one Friday night, and then there's one a following Friday night, and then there's one a week after that. So that's 2 weeks from this Friday, and then championship game will be December the 7th.
So. Awesome. Let's take a quick break before we dive that back into the analysis there and hype you up with this is probably the best football promo we've done this year.
The Good Hope Raiders are back in the state playoffs.
This is Dixon. Dixon's got his first down in a hole. 20, following blockers to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders. The Raiders have him wrapped up at the 26-yard line. Isaiah Green, along with Colton Backwell.
Live 95's Friday Night Live is your Raiders station in Good Hope's quest for a state title.
He's got a first down and more. 35, 30, running down to the 29-yard line is Bailey Quick. Quick hands it off to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness, Isaiah Green barrels through the line. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Raiders.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, are you ready for some football?
Do you want it? Give me it. Let me hear it.
This Friday night, the Raiders look to clip the wings of the Jacksonville Golden Eagles in the second round of the state playoffs.
Bagwell gets the handoff again. He's got a hole. 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in the end zone for the Raiders. Touchdown.
Listen locally at 95.5 FM. Stream at www.live95coleman.com. Join us on Facebook or listen anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP. The Good Hope Raiders host the Jacksonville Golden Eagles this Friday night in the second round of the state playoffs here on your Raider station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
We're back one more time to talk about some football here in Coleman County, our favorite football to cover, that's for sure. We may or may not get into some college stuff because that's gotten interesting.
We know that Holly Pond fell off, so as Dylan predicted, they're moving on to basketball.
Yep.
So we've got Addison left, and we've got Good Hope left. Now, we know that we're all about Good Hope right now, but let's spend just 30 seconds or so on Addison. Where are they going? What are they doing?
That's an excellent question.
Let's Google it and find out.
Yes, because I didn't cover any other stuff because we don't cover a lot of Addison football. But we'll find out. They beat Soligent, and that was a big time win for them because Soligent.
Dylan, if you're still listening, call in and answer our question.
Yeah, Soligent was a strong team. We saw Cold Springs play them and several other teams, and they were always someone to watch. North Sand Mountain is the name of their opponent this week. They're at North Sand Mountain. I have no idea where that's at. Dylan, yeah, sounds like Dylan.
Yeah. Sand Mountain is over like Boaz area and okay. Somewhere along in there.
All right.
I have to apologize for putting you on the spot. I really thought it was on your bracket sheet.
No,
here, but
because they're a different, so. They're a different
region.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
So I only got.
Well, then go back to your brackets then.
Okay. Yeah, they're 2A. In case anyone wants to know, Addison is 2A. So I haven't kept up with that.
Nor has anyone else in Coleman County. So right.
Overall, North Sand Mountain 8-3, so it will probably be a close game. But I don't know enough about either team. But Dylan may be able to shed some light on Friday Night Live, so tune in for that. But the Good Hope Raiders, they've got Jacksonville this week. I want to go ahead and talk about next week who they're possibly looking at. That's going to be November 23rd wow. When they make it. Yeah, yeah, we're going to stretch this one out forever. The other side of the bracket, who they could possibly be playing is either DAR or Aniana. Aniana, a really strong team, very similar to the state championship team that played not too long ago. I've actually got to see some of their, because I'm friends with some folks from Aniana, I get to see some highlights on Facebook pages.
Tommy Warhurst, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, he doesn't post as much as some of my other Facebook friends, but he is excited for that possibility because Aniana being an old stomping ground for him, I believe Deschler was an old stomping ground for Tommy too, and they're making their way on the far other side of the bracket too. So we may have like an old reunion of Tommy Warhurst's radio career going on in 4A. But I think Aniana and Good Hope would be a really good matchup. I really want to see that game. And I believe it's because Aniana traveled last week and looks like they're hosting. No, they're not hosting. So we'd have to default to one of the other guys to tell you which one's going to be hosting. But, you know, either Good Hope or Aniana, not too far of a drive. The one thing I did want to focus on was Good Hope's crowd was really big out at JP2 this last week. When you get into this part of the season and there's not a lot of teams in the playoffs, that maybe everybody's moving on to basketball, this is where Coleman County should really get together and embrace these two schools, you know, Addison and Good Hope and pick them up and carry them on because they're going to represent Coleman County as a whole. So, if you can turn out to Good Hope, we will be there. Come by and shake some hands and meet some faces. And, my face is not that great. That's why I'm in radio. But, you know, point being, we'd have a good time. Yeah.
You know, it's been almost a month since I've been able to attend one of our broadcasts. Man, I am looking forward to the Cheeseburger Grilled out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot better than the burger I had on the cruise ship.
Well, Fairview's was really, really good. We talked about that 2 weeks ago when we were out there. Because I don't think any of us visited the concession stand last week. Yeah. I was not climbing down the stairs.
Tommy, go get us some hot chocolate, man.
Yeah, right. We took long enough searching for the bathrooms. I mean, it looked like an NFL stadium college stadium because you didn't go down this way or to the left or to the right. You went like under the bleachers, and it took us forever to find the bathrooms. It was awful. But either way, going to be a good game this week. Jacksonville, like I said, I'm saying 14 points at least. No, 21 points. 21 points, definitely. But that's my picks for the week, and that's pretty much it for
I hope that comes true. I'm not qualified to make picks. I just, you know, do administrative type things and smile a lot.
So based on each team's cheeseburgers, which one do you
Who are they playing against?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, I've not been to Jacksonville to try out their cheeseburgers.
Good Hope's cheeseburgers
were really good. I've been down to a restaurant in Jacksonville called Struts, and they had some really good bacon cheese fries.
Now, somebody was confused a little earlier this week when I was talking. I think it was last, because actually this is kind of an off-the-wall story. But so I play in the Coleman Community Band, and we're warming up for a concert in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we were not supposed to rehearse yesterday because it was a holiday.
Right.
And we really needed to rehearse. We had to make it, I hadn't been to a rehearsal in a month, so right. I needed to rehearse. So we actually had Good Hope High School step up and let us use their band room.
Oh, cool.
So we dropped into Good Hope band room last night, and we're just, you know, talking things. And I totally forgot where I'm going with the story.
Oh, bummer.
It's
you
all
got,
good.
You got hung up on practicing your band.
Yeah.
Well, while you're thinking about that one. Oh, cheeseburgers. What, did it have anything to do with food?
Somebody asked me about Jacksonville.
Okay.
And they're like, so is it a university? Like,
yeah, kind of is.
Probably the same team. You know, they got wiped out by the tornado, you know, not long ago.
Maybe.
But it's probably the high school instead of the college.
Yeah.
Would just be my guess.
And while we're kind of in between, James and, yep, hello, James. And Ashley says that she's going to be there, so maybe we'll get to meet Ashley.
And really cool. I just got
Did
a bracket.
Somebody send you a bracket?
From Tommy.
Hey, look at that.
You interpret that.
Okay. Oh, that's the only picture. Looks like Addison. Oh, who did I say they were going to play? Because he's screenshotted the other side. But Addison's possible opponents here.
Randburn.
That's who.
And then the other bracket is Aliceville and Collinsville. And then the winner of that game plays on the Iron Bowl weekend, as I like to refer to.
Ooh, Iron Bowl weekend. So do we have a pass to
nothing talk to talk about,
yeah,
no, really.
I mean. Well, we've kind of eliminated.
I haven't even seen the
teams.
Alabama games because there was no Alabama football on the boat.
I've watched like
for the
last
iPad,
two or three Bama games straight just because they've actually been good opponents. Mississippi State, LSU, that kind of thing. Mississippi State held up a little bit better than anyone else. But college football just now getting interesting as we near to the end of their season.
Well, it will not be interesting when Alabama takes on Auburn, as much as I hate to admit it. And, yeah, you can use that mic.
So, we got on the ship on Saturday afternoon, and there was quite a bit of purple and gold and quite a bit of crimson and white. And for some reason, Sunday morning, there was not quite as much purple as there was Saturday. I don't know why that was, but...
It just magically disappeared.
Magically gone.
Yeah. And you can't blame them either because they were the only opponent to really to
feel like they had a chance.
Exactly. And then they didn't. And
sorry to take the words out of your mouth.
Yeah, no,
but,
you're right.
I mean, yeah.
You're right. We finished each other's.
And that's really why I felt.
Yes, high five on that one. Thank you.
It's why I felt so bad that Jason and Ronnie didn't get to do a show because, I mean,
know
it would have been 2 hours of Ronnie rubbing it at Jason.
Just scratching at the door.
They'll make up for it this week, I'm
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'll call in and apologize for them.
So you want to talk some Alabama and Auburn? Okay, I'm going to give Alabama. Do you think they'll stop at 60 with Auburn, or will they go ahead and go on up to 100?
No.
You know.
Okay, so it took me a couple of years to figure this out, but Saban runs the table on everybody, no matter who it is. And I really think it's because this is unconfirmed theory of Joshua's.
I mean, they could win over Auburn by 80 points. And this would be Saban at the news conference. Our guys, they didn't play good enough. They need to do better.
Great.
We got a couple of things we need to work on.
Our seventh string guys just don't know what they're doing out there, and we've got to work on that. We plan on doing that next week. You know, but that's really what it comes down to is he's trying to.
I don't know why you think we don't play a competitive team.
We always
think we play a competitive team. Our team is competitive. We're going to play a competitive team. I don't care what y'all think. Jim Acosta, get out of here.
You have a really good Nick Saban impersonation, but. but no, they really do because like Alabama tries to handicap themselves. You know, they'll put third string guys in there until it becomes a game. I really think that Saban's carrying around like a piece of paper that goes, okay, I'm putting in my third string guys. You know, we're not counting score before now. Right. And in his head, he says, okay, third string guys scored two touchdowns, you know, only allowed one. Well, we just barely won this one, quote unquote. Right.
You know good and well his third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and yes, even Melissa's seventh string starters
mm-hmm.
are starters at any other college.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is really just what blows my mind about Jaden because he, you know, he didn't get to start this year. No one would have blamed him to up and disappear to anywhere else. I think if he didn't play last week, he was still able to move until sometime this week, but, you know, he had to play and. It was whatever.
So Dr. Fuller was watching Tua's little brother's team play. Did you watch that one?
No, I didn't, but I've heard about it.
And Jalen and Tua were standing side by side beside Tua's dad on the sidelines mm-hmm. watching that one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, if you watched any of the LSU game, pregame warm-ups, I don't know Tua's younger brother's name. It's another T name. But
we'll just call him Little Tua.
Yeah, Little T.
It's like T-A-U something.
Yeah. He was actually visiting. All right.
Oh, I hit a button there. Sorry about that.
Whoopsies. But his younger brother was actually visiting LSU that day when they were playing Alabama. Yeah. So pregame warmups, he's got like a purple jacket on, and he's got what are those things called? This necklace thing that I'm wearing. Lanyard.
Lanyard.
LSU lanyard, the whole nine yards. But he's already committed to Alabama. Yeah, so
there it is.
She's got a picture of it.
I want to say Tulia. Talia. Talia? No, that's not right.
Tulia.
I know that can't be right. That sounds like a female name, and I don't know. But hey, no genders in 2018, right? Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. Anyhow, but yeah, he visited LSU grinning the whole time.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Right.
Oh, here it is. A picture of him wearing the purple. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, standing next to Coach O. There's a lot of names I can't pronounce in college football, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So everybody gets a first letter, right? So it's Coach O. It's
Coach O and Tua's brother.
Yeah, right, Tua's little brother. But not such an interesting week. I think Alabama plays the Citadel. Auburn plays Liberty.
Yeah, I'm planning something else to do this weekend. I don't know what yet, but
do anything. Well, tune in Thursday. Ronnie and Jason will give you a full lineup of games to actually watch.
And I still have the LSU game on my DVR to watch. Hey, that might be a good game this Saturday.
Watch the first half of that
one. But don't come over to my house to watch it. So
no, watch the first half of that one. It was a good game, but you know, if you're looking for something to watch this Saturday, it's not going to be Alabama or Auburn.
So let's talk about the Tua injury and what I heard is he'll be back. He's not going to sit out a game.
No,
he did have a prior injury, but it was on like the backside of his knee, and this helmet decided to mind meld with the front side of his knee.
So. And so I don't like that. I didn't like that tackle at all. I think that player intentionally targeted his leg.
Yes.
He missed. He struck the thigh. Yeah. That was they put him on the bicycle because they're trying to work out, I forget what the name of that top muscle is, but just above the knee. I think he was targeting the knee. Very clearly, giant leg brace, that kind of thing, dives out for it. But you know, it's not to the crown of the head, so it's no targeting call.
Right,
it's BS.
Right.
Anyhow, but he does that, and they put him on the bicycle. From what I understand, they weren't calling it an injury. They weren't talking about whatever, because this was what third quarter. They were just going to take him out anyways.
Yeah.
I had decided that since I was on a cruise ship and my mind was stuck in Bufferingville, that I was going to go take a nap. So I didn't see the injury, but I heard about it. So.
It was pretty tough.
It's amazing. I don't normally take naps in Coleman or go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, but okay, anyway.
Offensive line tore apart, and they rushed. It was a penalty call. They rushed to begin with. Mississippi State did. And then a penalty was called. They had to replay the down. They rushed again. Offensive line just fell to pieces, and he got sacked by three players, one of which dove off of his feet for this knee.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was on the bicycle, and then they had him walk in, and it was no big deal. This kid hasn't played fourth quarter in forever, so what's it matter?
Did you see any of Auburn and Georgia?
No. I take that back. I saw the very end of it, I think the last quarter of it. But I was kind of disappointed in Georgia, honestly.
I think the last time Tua played a fourth quarter was in the national championship last year.
Yeah, because they were so far ahead.
They needed him big time.
No, it. I didn't watch very much of it because I was watching the Alabama game. And then we watched something else before the last of the Georgia game. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, really disappointed in Georgia's performance against Auburn. I think if you play Auburn right now, you should just be able to knock through them. And if you're not, then it's not a good place to be.
Oh, before I wrap it up, let's see. I can't really take that off the. Yeah, I can. What? Hang on a second.
I don't know what you're doing, other than humming a tune.
Okay, I have removed the microphone and I'm walking over towards Mrs. Melissa Fuller. What is the ranking of your favorite team?
Number 9.
And who is your favorite team?
WVU.
And when will you ever say that again?
No, they were 6. They were 6.
They're lower now?
Yeah, they were 6.
Because better team fell in on top of them, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were 6 and they lost to Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Congratulations on that brief ranking higher than Auburn.
Yeah.
Wait, and okay. You know,
before Auburn lost all their marbles.
I really expect to see them come back through because the quarterback option is, you know, it's never really gone away, but that used to be their strongest play was quarterback option at West Virginia. They just have fast kids every year.
Yeah.
This is a really larger microphone than the ones we use in the field.
Yeah, right. I noticed that when you took it off the stand. I'm like,
wow, that's big.
Yep. Anyhow.
All right, shall we wrap it up?
One more comment.
Okay.
Their quarterback was early on and Heisman favorite.
Oh, but it just fell through.
Tua blew it all away. I mean, it's going to go to Tua.
LSU game, they were talking about Tua. It, like, if he had less than a 300-yard gain, it would lower his averages on the season. And I'm thinking, oof. Yeah.
Shout-outs to all of our Facebook fans, Ashley James, Ashley Zachary, and Sherry, and the other thousands and thousands of people listening out there in Radio Land.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed attempting to stumble our way through this show without all of our help. Y'all stay tuned, especially on Friday night, because, you know, playoffs continue, and that's pretty exciting stuff, Josh.
If you want any more of this, our videos are on Facebook and on demand on our website, and don't forget to tune in to Ronnie and Jason's show on Thursday if you're wanting a little bit more knowledge in the college department. They even talk to some guy that fishes all the time. I don't know what that's about.
So stay tuned. Understanding the Law is up next, sort of, kind of, and no Joshing around tonight.
I don't think so.
Josh is
going to
go Josh
tonight.
Around somewhere else. So.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for listening. You're listening to Coleman's Independent Radio, live 95. We are WRJMLP. Coleman, take it away, voice guy.
Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.
In the ARN News Center, I'm Angie Norvell. Police say a phone call stating there was a weapon on Huntsville City school bus this morning was a fake. Hampton Cove Elementary School Principal Christina Spivey said in an email to parents this morning, a student called 911 to report the weapon, but that student